The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. So here in the season of Lent, we strive to draw closer to Christ. And the church gives us two feast days to help us to draw closer to Christ. One for Mary and one for Joseph. Okay, so just last week we celebrated the feast of Saint Joseph. And today, here's the feast of the Annunciation to the Blessed Virgin Mary. A feast which, in all truth, ought to be just as big as Christmas, if not bigger. Because in Christmas, what do we celebrate? It's like we heard in the first reading, we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. But the truth of the matter is, that really happens today, right? When the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and asks if she'll be the mother of God, and Mary says, yes. Okay, so here's your little thought for the day. It's try to imagine what might have happened if Mary had said, no. Gabriel placed a really heavy burden on her shoulders. You ever think about that? I mean, she's going to be with child, okay, and not yet with her husband. And how the heck is she supposed to explain that one to her family, to her friends, to Saint Joseph? She doesn't know that Joseph gets a vision in his dreams just like she does. What's she supposed to think? Very heavy burden. What might have happened if she'd very reasonably said no to such a heavy burden? Well, it's speculative to imagine, but it's very safe to say that God would not have created another Immaculate Conception and tried again. Her vocation was unique, and her response was unrepeatable. Okay, and here's the thought that we want to think about today. Your vocation is unique too. And every response of yours is just as unrepeatable. God amazingly asks permission of his creatures if they'll cooperate with him in letting him do his almighty will in this world. As if he comes to each one of us and says, "Can I take flesh in you when you do my will?" And think about this. Every single time we say yes, something very, very great happens. Always. Every time. And every time we say no, somehow a beauty of the will of God never gets to see the light of day. Every single time. You know, the saints never worried about anything. But if you could imagine the saints having any anxiety at all, It would be that they would be terribly concerned about ever saying no to God, knowing just how much goodness hangs in the balance every time they say yes. Such humble beginnings to God's great, great plans. Every time, such humble beginnings. The greatest event in all of history was a little girl in a hidden village saying yes to God, and to go home and pray about this, but that something greatly, greatly good happens every time we say yes as well, which is why we want to always be open, always be generous, and say from our hearts with the Blessed Mother, "Let it be done unto me according to your word." Amen.